Okay, it's been 6 weeks since Christine Blasey Ford testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Her accusation that then-Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh had sexually assaulted her as a teenager prompted a torrent of threats. For many, Blasey Ford's testimony is now a distant memory. Nevertheless, violent threats against her have continued, and they have delayed her return to professional life. NPR's Tim Mak has more.
It was the most dramatic scene before Congress in years. The testimony of Ford and now Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
This whole two-week effort has been a calculated and orchestrated political hit, fueled with apparent pent-up anger about President Trump and the 2016 election.
Kavanaugh had a formal ceremony welcoming him to the Supreme Court today. But Ford has not been able to return to life as usual, her lawyers told NPR. She is still facing threats after stepping forward to testify about alleged abuse by Kavanaugh and is still forced to spend money on security and housing, they say.
My family and I have been the target of constant harassment and death threats, and I have been called the most vile and hateful names imaginable.
That's Ford describing the threats she has faced before the Senate Judiciary Committee 1 month ago.
My family and I were forced to move out of our home. Since September 16th, my family and I have been visiting in various secure locales, at times separated and at times together, with the help of security guards.
She has not been able to return to her job as a professor at Palo Alto University in California, and a spokeswoman for the school did not respond to a question about a timeline for her return. Ford has not done interviews following her widely covered testimony, and according to her lawyers, is not interested in a book deal. Instead focusing on, quote, recovering from the experience and returning to her job responsibilities. Over $800,000 was raised on her behalf by online GoFundMe campaigns. Her lawyers said that those funds have been used exclusively for security and housing costs that resulted from her testimony, and that any unused funds would be donated to organizations that support trauma survivors.
Tim Mak, reporting for NPR News.